and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Allison Keyes. Police just released more details about the man who killed 18 people in Lewiston, Maine this week at a bowling alley and then at a bar. The state's public safety commissioner, Michael Soschuk, says Robert Card's body was found last night in a place police had checked twice.
We cleared trailers that are there on that business footprint. Nobody had any idea that across the street, across Capitol Avenue, there's an overflow parking lot, which is the Recycling Corporation property. So the owner was very diligent to say, did you clear those trailers?
Now to Gaza, where Israel's military has expanded its ground activities. It has intensified air raids and artillery strikes and is warning civilians to flee the northern Gaza Strip. CBS's Ian Lee is in Tel Aviv.
Israel conducted an expanded ground incursion into Gaza. This is the largest operation so far of the war. Overnight, by land, sea, and air, Israeli forces pounded northern Gaza. A military spokesman said soldiers and engineers, supported by tanks, moved past the border. 150 underground targets were destroyed, including tunnels and a command and control center.
It was a rough week for former President Trump as he dealt with a series of legal setbacks in his various cases. He had to take the stand in New York, and CBS's Tom Foti reports he will again.
He is set to testify on November 6th in the civil business fraud case against him. Trump will follow his three oldest children to the stand after the judge in the case ruled that his daughter Ivanka also must testify.
Cleanup continues in Acapulco, where at least 27 people died when Hurricane Otis roared into the coastal town on Wednesday. There has been looting by residents who complain that tourists are being taken care of while they have little food or resources. This man says things are tough.
We're stuck. There's no way out. There's no way in. There's no gas. There's pillage. There's no Wi-Fi. There's no electricity. There's no water.
Experts have been warning about the dangers of sitting on your duff for hours, but now you can fix that. CBS's Michael George.
Just a few minutes of physical activity a day may offset the risk of death caused by hours of sitting. Research published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine found 20 to 25 minutes of moderate to vigorous exercise reverses the risk created when sitting for 10 and a half hours or more a day. An extra 10 minutes of activity reduced the risk of death by an additional 35%.
What a game for the Texas Rangers, who came back from a deficit at the bottom of the ninth in the World Series last night to beat the Texas Diamondbacks 6-5. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
My dad has a cold, but also has high blood pressure. That's why I got him Vicks NyQuil High Blood Pressure for fast, powerful nighttime relief. Unlike some ordinary cold medicines, it's specially formulated for people like my dad. NyQuil High Blood Pressure is sugar-free, alcohol-free, and decongestant-free.
Vicks NyQuil High Blood Pressure. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, cold, and flu for people with high blood pressure.
Like my dad.
Medicine. Use it directed.
O'Reilly Auto Parts' new Brake Best Select Pro brand raises the bar for the best aftermarket domestic brake pads and rotors available. For vehicle-specific friction formulations, quiet tech noise-canceling shims, and stainless steel hardware, choose Brake Best Select Pro. Professional-grade brakes from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is an advertisement for health insurance from Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. There are many ways to purchase health insurance. You can go online, attend a seminar, or even call an insurance company. But when you are ready for personal, individual, professional, one-on-one service, come see us at Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. We offer a variety of health insurance plans and companies to help you find the best plan to fit your needs. Come to your local agents, Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services, 3340 8th Street South, or call 715-424-4101.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy this afternoon with a chance for scattered snow showers. High of 38. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of snow showers tonight, 27. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Welcome, everyone. It is Saturday, October 28th, 2023, just a few days before Halloween here on WFHR, locally grown radio. You're listening to Over the Back Fence with your host, Seth. That's me. I'm here to take your calls, 424-2600, looking to talk to people today if they got stuff they want to buy or sell with our friends and neighbors throughout central Wisconsin. If we want to talk about events, got lots of Halloween stuff, of course, this weekend, and we've got some Halloween times to get through as we go a little bit further here for Tuesday on Halloween. Lots of great trick-or-treating available for the kids out there. And yes, most of it is for the kids. If you're looking for more adult things to do, you're on your own. We're all about the kids here on WFHR for Halloween. Want to keep the kids there for that. So 424-2600 is the number to call. We'll be talking about other events, of course, throughout central Wisconsin. We're going to be talking about some sports, of course. We have on our radio dial here as well. We've got some Badger football coming up today. Big game against Ohio State, so we'll preview that just a little bit. We also want to let you know about some programming going on this weekend and going into the next week, like we always like to do. But before we do any of that, I do want to do a big shout out to our sponsor of this show, Jeff Clark and Associates Insurance. They have two offices now. They've got one on 8th Street here in Wisconsin Rapids. They've got one in Stevens Point as well. So go ahead and give them a call for a no-cost consultation. I'm a little behind here. I forgot to bring up their phone number here. So while I'm looking for that really quick, if you're looking for any kind of health insurance, if you have some Medicare questions as well, if you have other insurance questions, they are the ones to talk to because they have, like I said, that no-cost consultation. And of course, that number is 715-424-4101, 424-4101, and go ahead, call them up. Check out their great website as well, jca-insurance.com. Big shout out to them for sponsoring Over the Back Fence. Well, we can get into some sports information here. Like I said, we do have the Badgers on. Pregame starting at 4:30 tonight. We've got the primetime game against Ohio State. I don't think many people are overly confident on the Badgers' chances, but you never know. And besides, it's always a good matchup in the Big Ten for that. It is Halloween weekend here, the weekend before Halloween, I should say. So we've got lots of events going on. For those of you in Wisconsin Rapids, I hope you had a chance to go check out Halloween at the Y last night. I was able to take my youngest there as well. He was dressed up as Stan Laurel, which would probably surprise nobody who knows me. He loved it, though. No Oliver Hardy, though. Just Laurel. I couldn't convince my older kid to dress up as Oliver Hardy. I think he'd make a really good one. But we went to the Halloween at the Y last night. It was a lot of fun. Had played some games, brought some stuff for the food pantry as well. Went through their haunted house, got some candy. It was a great time. Big shout out to the Y for doing this every year. We did not participate in the costume contest there. They had music and dancing as well. It was just fun. A lot of fun Halloween for the kids. And if you haven't had a chance to do it, I would recommend doing it next year because it is a lot of fun. If you have kids. I mean, you could show up there by yourself with a costume on, but I don't know. Would that Would that be kind of weird? You know, I was kind of thinking about a little bit about Halloween this weekend. If there's any Halloween traditions that people have out there, go ahead and call up 424-2600. Tell me if there's anything you do like to do every year or stuff you did as a kid. If there are any movies that you like to watch. Just recently, for myself, I have been watching some classic horror movies going all the way back. We're going to the originals. Yes, Dracula from 1931, Frankenstein from 1931, the classic Universal Monsters. Oh, I love those movies. But what do you got? Anything to choose from? Do you like more modern horror, more horrible horror, I guess you could say? More graphic stuff? Who knows? So I want to remind everyone, not only do we have Badger football on today, we've got hockey going on here. Next week, we start off with some basketball as well, Badger basketball. We're looking forward, hopefully, to getting the Bucks on the air here soon. Stay tuned for that as well. On Monday, you know basketball's coming back because we've got the Greg Gard Show. 6:05, Greg Gard, the coach of the men's basketball team. So we're going to get an update from him on how they hope to start the season this year. At 3 o'clock, before that on Monday, of course, at 3 o'clock, we've got Playmakers with James. And I believe I'm with him again this week. So we're going to be talking about, of course, the World Series a little bit. We'll be talking some football, looking at the Bucks, how they're doing to start off the season. Looking at some college hockey, see how the Badgers are doing in hockey. They've started out pretty strong this year, which is nice as well. And don't forget, tomorrow on Sunday, we've got first the Polka Show, of course, at 1 o'clock. That was, of course, at 7 o'clock this morning. If you missed it, go ahead and check it out. Tim, if you know, the name of the show is actually the Polka Party, Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. It's a long title, but there's a reason for that. And Tim's very much specified the variety in this week's show because he did a Halloween show and he threw all kinds of any kind of music on there, man. He threw everything into that hour. It's a fun hour of Halloween music. So check that out tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Moving on to at 6 o'clock, we've got Seth Faces the Music. The annual Halloween show will be on for that. So check that out from 6 to 8. If you've missed it the last couple of years, it's a fun show. It's one of my favorite I ever did. So that's not worth much, but check it out anyway. It really helpfully sets the mood for you for Halloween. 6 to 8 tomorrow. Then from 8 to 9 on Director's Cut, brand new Director's Cut. We finally got to talk to her, Kyler Cuzio, the winner from 2023's Rise to Music competition at Hoozles at the Lakes. It was a great conversation with her. Such a talented young lady. And a fabulous songwriter. We got some great music from her that she's recorded. She's done some recording now in Nashville at a professional studio, which is so awesome. I'm telling you, that kid, she's going places. And in a couple of weeks, she'll be joining us on the Sunrise Show over at our sister station, WIRI. From 7 to 8 every morning, the Sunrise Show there, coffee, conversation, and country. She'll join us for a little in-studio concert, which is going to be a lot of fun as well. Check that out every day, weekday, Monday through Friday, from 7 to 8. And, of course, I should plug my other show. Thursdays on WIRI, we've got Trail Tunes, my cowboy song show. And I got a nice message from a listener saying not only how much they enjoyed the show, but they actually saw one of the groups in concert, which is very cool. Thank you for that feedback. Hey, if you have any other feedback you want to let me know, please email me, seth@civicmedia.us. If you have any requests or anything like that, I'd be more than willing to play that on my show, Trail Tunes, every Thursday from 7 to 8. And, of course, the morning show, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10. Got Melissa, James, me. We're all there in different combinations. I will not be on the show on Monday, but I will be there on Halloween for the show. We're going to have a big, fun Halloween show on Tuesday, so stay tuned for that as well. Also, oh my gosh, I almost forgot. We have our winner. We have our winner for the Name the Chicken contest on WIRI. And we will reveal the new name along with the winners of the contest on Tuesday. Oh, how exciting is that? 7 to 8 Sunrise Show. Do not miss it. It's going to be tons and tons of fun. All right. Well, I think we're going to take a break right now. Looking for some phone calls, everybody. 424-2600. Call up right now, and we'll get you on the air and talk about things for you want to sell or buy from your neighbors and other things. We're going to get into our mailbag in just a minute after we come back from the break. We'll also have news and notes, Halloween events, Halloween trick-or-treat times coming up all throughout Central Wisconsin. So stay tuned, everyone, to Over the Back Fence here on WFHR.
This is an advertisement for health insurance from Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. There are many ways to purchase health insurance. You can go online, attend a seminar, or even call an insurance company. But when you are ready for personal, individual, professional, one-on-one service, come see us at Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. We offer a variety of health insurance plans and companies to help you find the best plan to fit your needs. Come to your local agents, Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services, 3340 8th Street South, or call 715-424-4101.
Here are the trick-or-treating hours in communities throughout central Wisconsin on Tuesday, October 31st. In Wisconsin Rapids, Grand Rapids, Nakusa, Port Edwards, and Buren, 5 to 7 p.m. In Rudolph, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. In Pittsville, 4 to 7 p.m. In Vesper, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. There will also be games and a movie at the Community Center in Vesper. Here's wishing everyone a safe and fun Halloween.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Help us fight youth homelessness. Go to covenanthouse.org.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy this afternoon with a chance for scattered snow showers. High of 38. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of snow showers tonight 27. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 35.
I'm on the stoop with nowhere to go. Walking with a dead man on my shoulder.
Welcome back, everyone, to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. We're going to a dead man's party. Well, maybe you are. I would probably be the dead man at the party. I'm not a big party guy, so. It's Halloween weekend, everyone, and I hope you're all having a safe and happy weekend so far on this Saturday. We're going to get into our news and notes calendar of events in just a minute, including we also have a note from our mailbag as well that we will talk about. But please feel free to call 424-2600 to get on these airwaves as we're going through all this information. I will finish reading what is in front of me, and then I will get to your calls as soon as I can. So we do have one announcement here that we want to put out there. For everyone, there is going to be a gigantic fall rummage sale at the Nakusa United Church of Christ. That is the church by the bridge, if you didn't know. 205 Market Street in Nakusa, of course. It's going from Thursday, November 9th through Saturday, November 11th. The hours for each day are Thursday and Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and then on Saturday, from 8 a.m. to noon. Profits go to local and some worldwide missions as well. This is a great opportunity to go check out not only Nakusa at this time of year, which is it's better and better the closer we get to Christmas, but it's also a way to help out a local church and big rummage sale. I mean, who knows what you can find there. So that's going to be taking place November 9th, 10th, and 11th, Thursday and Friday, 8 a.m. to 4, Saturday, 8 a.m. to noon. If you have any questions, 715-886-3371, 886-3371, if you have any questions about that rummage sale coming up in Nakusa at the beginning of November. A couple other things I want to highlight here. Before I do that, gosh, I should say, if you want to add anything to our mailbag, please bring it in here to our studios at 1690 2nd Avenue South. We're right across from the Armory there, kitty corner from the DMV on the roundabout. You cannot miss us. Come on in during our regular business hours, 9 to 4, Monday through Friday. give your information to Pam. She'll be glad to take it for you. You can also call up 424-1300, email info@WFHR.com as well. Any one of those ways to get us your information. We do ask that you limit it to 3 items. But other than that, there's no rules. There's no limits. You can sell a car if you want. In fact, we had one recently, as recent as last week. Someone wanted to sell a car over these over the back fence. So keep that in mind, everyone. Turning now to our calendar of events and our news and notes. Reminder that the Wood County Health Department is making sure people can get at-home tests. Free tests are still available through the Wood County Health Department and all Wood County libraries while supplies last. Any individual or organization, a business or establishment is able to pick them up at the front desk. Please do not go inside if you have any symptoms, of course. Call and set up a pickup time. They will get it to you. As a reminder, the FDA has extended expiration dates for many at-home COVID-19 tests, and all the expiration dates now are set to March 18th of next year. So keep that in mind. If you have one that says it's expired, it's okay. You can keep using it. So you can go to any of the libraries throughout Wood County, the McMillan Memorial Library in Rapids, the Pittsville Community Library, the Lester Library in Arpin, the Lester Library in Vesper, the Lester Library in Nakusa, and of course the Roll Marshfield Public Library as well. If you have any questions, please do not hesitate to call the Wood County Health Department, 421-8911, 421-8911, or go to 111 West Jackson Street in Wisconsin Rapids. That is where they are located. Going on right now as we speak, in their second week, we've got the Wisconsin Rapids Indoor Winter Market at the Moravian Church. It's going till 2 o'clock today. When I came over here to get into the studio, there were so many people there, I almost couldn't get out of my parking lot, out of my driveway, which, of course, is connected to the parking lot at the Moravian Church. So it was pretty busy. So go on over there. Find out what they've got this year. There's lots of great stuff, lots of cool vendors, of course. That changes from week to week, so head on down, see what it's all about. The church is located, of course, at the south of Grand Avenue between Centralia and the river at 310 First Avenue South. It is all accessible. There is an elevator. There is a ramp. So don't let that stop you because it is in the basement. If you'd like more information, go to the church's website, wrmoravian.org. Go to events under Winter Market. You can also find information if you'd like to be a vendor at the Winter Market as well. Browse for baked goods, microgreens, spices, apple cider, tamales, eggs, handcrafted items, and more in the warmth of the indoor market. We've got some food going up there this year. Very cool. So support your local farmers, artisans, and creators. You can also go to the Facebook page, Rapids Indoor Winter Market. On that is their Facebook page. Check it out. That will also tell you who is in the market that week. All the vendors will be listed there as well. Our contact is Mike Barnes. If you have any questions, call him 715-697-9762, 697-9762, or email wrwintermarket@gmail.com if you have any questions. All right, let's go ahead and get into some Halloween items and events going on right now. I should say not right now, but today, later today and tomorrow. We got a whole list of them here. And if you miss it here, that's okay, because we have a promo listing all of the times for the events and for the trick-or-treats playing throughout the day here on WFHR and on WIRI. Looking at today, lots of stuff going on. Starting at noon and going till 3, we've got the Kids Halloween Party in Rome. That's sponsored by the Rome Makers HCE and Visit Rome. They'll be hosting that family party and celebration in the Rome Town Center. Candy handout, photo booth in the gazebo, balloon animals, and more. It's sure to be spooktacular. Happening in Rapids here at the same time from noon to 3 p.m., we've got the Wisconsin Rapids Police Department haunted walkthrough. It's also a free event at 444 West Grand Avenue. There's candy for everybody there. And go walk through. It's going to be a haunted walkthrough, but, you know, it's not going to be scary. For most people, anyway. Also joining the PD will be the Wood County Sheriff's Department, the WRPD Wives, the Police Auxiliary, Starbucks, Coldwell Banker Realtors, Southwood County Humane Society, the Rafters, the Girl Scout Troop 6089, Lincoln High School DECA, and Home Depot. Great event. Check it out. That's happening today from noon to 3 at the Wisconsin Rapids Police Department, 444 West Grand Avenue. happening tonight. If you missed it last Saturday, here's your second chance, everyone. Spirit Walk at the Historic Point Boss on Wakely Road off Highway Z south of Nakusa. Enjoy an evening of haunted history, storytelling, and guided tours. It's fun for the entire family. Adults $5, students $2. And, of course, that helps out the Historic Point Boss keep its doors open and keep things running. Local history, everyone. And this is a great and fun way to learn more about that. Looking ahead to tomorrow on Sunday, a couple of trunk or treat events available. We have one from 1:30 to 3:30 at St. Luke's Lutheran Church, 2011 10th Street South, in the south parking lot. You can get your treats from trunk to trunk. There'll be a photo booth. There'll be free hot dogs, chips, and hot chocolate in the shelter house. Please bring a non-perishable food item for the food pantry. Another great way to collect food for SWEPs in the area here. That's at St. Luke's Lutheran Church, 2011 10th Street South, from 1:30 to 2:30 tomorrow on Sunday. Another trunk or treat event happening in the town of Rome from 3 to 5. This one's taking place at The Lure. Support our kids in the community to have fun and a safe place to trick or treat. That's happening tomorrow on Sunday at The Lure in Rome from 3 to 5 p.m. And then finally, we have a couple of very fun events happening in Wisconsin Rapids at our great McMillan Memorial Library on Monday. They're going to be showing Disney's Hocus Pocus. That's going to start at about 6 o'clock. At the Fine Arts Center, a teenage boy named Max and his little sister moved to Salem, where he struggles to fit in before awakening a trio of diabolical witches who were executed in the 17th century. That is a Halloween classic, a holiday classic, and I encourage everyone who hasn't seen it to go ahead and have some fun. So check that out. That's on Monday at 6 o'clock at the McMillan Library Fine Arts Center. And then on Tuesday, of course, trick-or-treating night, and I'll get to the hours of each community in our listening area here in just a little bit. But I do want to let everyone know that there's going to be a family fun, a trick-or-treat event at the library from 4 to 7:30. Don't forget to stop by the library for some trick-or-treating. Come in costume. The staff at the desk will be equipped with candy and prizes to give out throughout the trick-or-treating hours. Also, there will be a photo booth area set up in the all-purpose room for you to capture the moment. What fun. Not only can you trick-or-treat a little bit indoors, I'm not saying the weather's going to be great on Halloween. Not looking so great right now, but we'll see. We're used to it, right? When you're in the upper Midwest, you know. You know what Halloween is like. Let's go ahead and turn to those Halloween trick-or-treat hours on October 31st on Tuesday. In Wisconsin Rapids, Grand Rapids, Nakusa, Port Edwards, and Buren, 5 to 7 will be the official trick-or-treating hours. In Rudolph, it'll be 4:30 to 6:30. In Pittsville, it'll be 4 to 7. And then in Vesper from 4:30 to 6:30, and they also want us let us know that there will be games and a movie at the Vesper Community Center during this time as well. So, hope everyone has a wonderful, a safe, a happy Halloween out there on Tuesday and for all the events that are happening this weekend. And I hope the weather isn't too bad. Because frankly, I don't want to go out in the really cold, you know, to do some trick-or-treating. But all right, that does it for Halloween. We're going to take a quick break here, come back with some more events going on, and let's get some phone calls, people. 424-2600, call Over the Back Fence here on WFHR as we go through this spooky, haunting weekend on Locally Grown Radio.
Locally Grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is an advertisement for health insurance from Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. There are many ways to purchase health insurance. You can go online, attend a seminar, or even call an insurance company. But when you are ready for personal, individual, professional, one-on-one service, come see us at Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. We offer a variety of health insurance plans and companies to help you find the best plan to fit your needs. Come to your local agents, Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services, 3340 8th Street South, or call 715-424-4101.
The D3s.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and won.
The thrilling victories.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
Bats.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Tries the lane, draw and kick, right corner three. Got it again!
Farmers and ranchers have a lot of choices to make. When it comes to your crop insurance needs, the team at Ag Country Farm Credit Services can simplify it all for you. Ag Country's Optimum tool will compare thousands of options based on information from your farm, which will then be used to find the right policy for your operation. Ask about the Optimum tool by contacting your local Ag Country office. Ag Country, focused on ag, focused on you.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tease at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy this afternoon with a chance for scattered snow showers. High of 38. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of snow showers tonight 27. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 35.
Kind of spooky time of year, everyone. Thanks for joining me on Over the Back Fence today. It is 11:31 on the clock. I'm your host, Seth. And 424-2600 is the number to call to get on these airwaves. Talking about events and further and so on, that sort of thing, going on in the community at this time. So please call 424-2600 if you have anything to add to the conversation. We'll get into some other events that are happening today, non-Halloween related. But before we get to that, let's go ahead and grab our first call of the day. Good morning. You are on the show.
Good morning, Seth. I got a trivial question for you, sort of, because our government can't even keep itself together. Have they decided whether we're going off of daylight saving time?
I don't know.
Last I heard last spring, they said this probably was going to be the last time we'd have to change our clock. They can't even keep the government going.
I know. They can't even make a decision now, so I don't know. You know, I haven't heard anything, and if we haven't heard a thing about it yet, I'm skeptical.
We're
going to have to change our clocks again. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Okay. Well, I'll sit in the dark for another hour.
I know. But hey, that's a great point. I like bringing that up because I had totally forgotten they were supposed to be doing that. And yeah, you're right.
Well, you'd find out if you didn't change the clock.
You would. Yes, you would. Very much so.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Yeah. Appreciate it. Oh, that was great. Boy. It's one of those things where it's absolutely fascinating. It's absolutely fascinating that I had forgotten about that. And they said, you know, yeah, they said we were going to be done with that, but I don't think so. Nothing's happening. So, yeah, I don't know. Let's go ahead and take another call. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Good morning, Seth.
Good morning.
Yes, this coming weekend is daylight saving.
It is.
November 5th.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, thank you for doing that because I had heard zero. But thanks for the update. Appreciate that, man.
I also have a question for you and anybody else out there.
Sure.
We have a local publication put out by the Rapids Historical Society. It's called Artifacts.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really, really neat kind of a newsletter. I know you can subscribe through it through the Historical Society, and they are very restricted hours this time of year. And I was wondering if you or anybody out there knows where you can purchase them, any stores or like a newsstand.
Okay.
If so, if you can have some, or if somebody wants to call, otherwise
yeah, right.
You can give me a call. My number is 715-697-8601. Or if any listener out there might have a subscription to it and they have any back issues that they don't want anymore, I'd be interested in those as well.
Oh, okay. All right, that's very cool. Yeah, thanks for the call. Let's get that out there and see if we can get anyone calling in.
All right. Thanks. All right. Go Badgers. Go Vikings.
All right. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I forgot he's a Vikings fan, too. So, and nominally, I am, too, but I don't take it that seriously. So, yeah, a great question. If anyone has any back issues or know where you can get the newsletter that's put out by the Wood County Historical Society, artifacts, if you have any information on that, call up 424-2600. Let's get that information out there. You know how we love to talk about local history on WFHR, not just Historic Point Boss, but all over around here when we get to talk to the museum and other things like that. Yeah, please, please. 424-2600. That would be a great thing to let us know about. Excellent call, too, by the way. A couple other things going on today. I do want to let you know, of course, I'm sure a lot of you know that the cross-country meet is happening this weekend right here in Wisconsin Rapids. If you are interested, though, and want to attend, I will give you quickly give you the times because it hasn't started yet. It will be starting right around noon, and with the boys and the girls kind of staggering back and forth on this one. It looks like the boys are first. So Division 3 is going to be starting at noon today. Division 2 starts at 12:35, and then Division 1 starts at 1:10. This is the boys' cross-country meets. The girls start at Division 3 at 1:45, Division 2 at 2:25, and Division 1 at 3:05. So this is it. It's the 111th running of the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association Cross Country Championships and the 50th annual girls. The 111th is the boys. And it's the 50th annual for the girls, which is very, very cool. And it's at the Ridges Golf Course. They do ask, of course, there are tickets available for that as well. So go ahead, check it out. The weather, not great. Bundle up. Take it, check it out. It's very cool that we have the state meet here again in Rapids. It's very, very cool. Another great opportunity today. It's a drug take back day throughout our communities here in central Wisconsin. Lots of places to go. You can drop off your unused and expired medications in a fast and easy way. Here are the times and the places you can do that. At the Marshfield City Hall from 10 a.m. to 2, so that goes till 2. That's hosted by the Marshfield Police Department. At the Pittsville Police Department, that's going till noon today, so you still got about 20-some minutes for that one. That's hosted by, of course, the Pittsville Police Department. It's at the police department as well. The Town of Rome Police Department, that's Adams County, and that is hosted, of course, by the Rome Police, and that goes till 2 o'clock today. The Nakusa Piggly Wiggly, that's going, that one has wrapped up, so I apologize for that. The Nakusa one has wrapped up for the day. The Port Edwards one, though, is going till 1 o'clock today, and that is hosted, of course, by the Port Edwards Police Department at their department. And here in Rapids at the Pick and Save till 2 o'clock, and that is hosted by the Wood County Sheriff, the Rapids Police Department, and the Grand Rapids Police Department as well. Drug take-back events are organized in partnership with Healthy People, Wisconsin Rapids, Impact, and Marshfield Area Coalition for Youth. If you have any questions about any of this that we just talked about or about what medications you can drop off and that sort of thing, 421-8911, 421-8911. Very important that we do these every now and then to get those expired medications disposed of properly. 424-2600 is the number to call. And get a few more calls. That's what I'm hoping for, everyone. Like to talk to you. It's kind of boring and lonely here. St. John Evangelical Lutheran Church in Kellner is having a fall harvest and bake sale today. It's going on right now till 2 o'clock. There's going to be a barbecue luncheon as well. Some top quality homegrown produce, some canned veggies, homemade soup, baked goods, and more. There's going to be home decor and crafts, used book sale. There'll be a theme basket raffle going on as well. And that is going on at the Kellner St. John Lutheran Church, 8020 South Park Road. Go ahead and join with them today in Kellner and get some great food and, of course, some great harvest items to buy, kind of a mini farmer's market as well. So if you're in the Kellner area, go check that out. We got a note from our friends at the Wood County Parks and Forestry Department. They have given public notice that the Southwood County and Northwood County Park campgrounds will close for the season on October 31st. So on Tuesday, The campgrounds in the South and North Wood County parks will be closed on Halloween this year. The Dexter County Park Campground will remain open until November 27th. The second and third loops will remain open during this time and will be available for camping by reservation only. Keep that in mind. Dump stations are still available, but all water filling stations will have been shut down for the season. Please plan accordingly. Dexter has a heated shower building that will remain open until the close of the campground. They also want to remind everyone they have two shelters available to rent during the winter months. The ATV Intensive Use Area and NEPCO Lake County Park shelter buildings are both available to rent throughout the year. Please visit their online reservation system to check availability and reserve for your special event. If you want more information, there's a lot of places you can get this. Of course, you can go to their Facebook page. You can go to Instagram. You can go ahead and check out their website. And also reminding everyone to get ready for when snow starts. Of course, we got the Powers Bluff Winter Sports Recreation Area opening as well for skiing and all kinds of fun winter sports. If you're into that sort of thing, you're weird. But no, I'm kidding. I know lots of people out there love it, so that's just me. The Parks Department, also you can call them up at 421-8422, 421-8422. Their website is co.wood.wi.us/departments/parks. Wow, someone was honking outside. That was really loud and long. That's what happens when you don't call up people. I get distracted by horns honking here in the roundabout. Oh, goodness. That's what happens when you don't have anything to do for an hour. Okay, we're going to get back to our events in just a minute, but we're going to take a phone call right now. And in fact, we're going to hear from a person who is in a production over in Stevens Point that had their opening night last night. Let's go ahead and welcome her to the show. Hello.
Good morning, Seth. How are you?
I am doing well. So we had the opening night last night for the Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater of Crazy for You, the Gershwin-themed musical with a lot of our favorites there in the show. So, Beth, if you would like to go ahead, I will let you tell people why should they go see the show tonight.
It is hilarious. The sets are amazing. A lot of hard work has gone into this. Our pit band is great. And there was a lot of laughter last night. So if you're looking for something to kind of cheer you up as it gets colder, come enjoy the warmth of some laughter. It is a wonderful show, and we are loving putting it on. There are still plenty of tickets. Last night ended with a standing ovation.
Oh, wow.
It's really been well received so far. You can get your tickets in advance by going to cwact.org, or there are still tickets available at the door.
All right. That is fabulous. Of course, it's a big show. I know there's a lot of people in the cast, and it's a musical, of course, lots of singing and dancing. And like you said, lots of fun comedy. One thing to note, of course, and I like to do this because we've had him on our show, the local actor, Joel Goodness. A lot of people know who Joel is. He is a professional actor, and he spent the entire Broadway run of Crazy for You in the ensemble of the cast. 5 years he was there for one of the things he likes to talk about. And if you'd like to hear Joel talk about it, go ahead and check out the podcast Director's Cut that James and I interviewed him. He talks all about it. It's really cool. Go to civicmedia.us/shows, go to Director's Cut and find Joel Goodness there as well. But it's not just Joel, of course, and there's a lot of other familiar faces out there, right, Beth, that people will see when they go?
Oh, yes. We've got Carrie Dreger, who has been on the WRCT stage,
yes,
as well as Eric Finn. So it's been a wonderful, wonderful experience.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. So there's tickets. The show is playing tonight. So at what was the time again?
Tonight at 7:30.
7:30.
Tomorrow is our matinee. So if you'd rather come during the daylight hours, tomorrow is your day to do it. Our matinee is at 2:00 tomorrow. And then again next weekend on Friday night and Saturday night at 7:30.
Excellent. Excellent. It's at the Century Theater in Stevens Point, everyone. So go ahead and check that out. Go online, get your tickets now before they sell out. Because after the show last night, I think more people are going to come see it. Real quick, Beth, let people know what role you're playing.
I have a very small featured role. I am Patricia Fodor, who is part of a British couple that comes into this small Western town to do a travel magazine. We're hoping to do a series of them. So I just, we are kind of some of the extra comedy that's in there.
All right. Excellent. Well, tell everyone, get your tickets for tonight or tomorrow or next weekend, whenever it is, go and see the show. It'll be a lot of fun. Thanks for calling up, Beth.
Yeah, and just I have to do this other plug as well.
Oh, go ahead.
If you are still would like some time, up until 2 o'clock today over at the Moravian Church is the Winter's Farmers Market. We are off and running.
She's always on message, folks. She's always on message. So I did mention that. So thanks a lot, Beth, for calling up. And break a leg tonight.
Thank you so much.
All right. Big shout out. Thank you to Beth for calling up with that information. That's very cool. So yeah, go ahead, get your tickets for the rest of the shows. It sounds like it's going to be a good one over at CWAC with their production of Crazy for You. Like I said before, it's all Gershwin music. George and Ira, great songs, of course. You can't go wrong with the Gershwins. So go check that out this weekend and next weekend as well. All right, before we continue on here, looks like we got ourselves another phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Morning. I'm looking for a good used running lawnmower for sale. Somebody that's got one wants to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
Number is 715-424-1858.
424-1858.
Right. Thank
All right.
you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Looking for a lawnmower. If you can help them out there, riding lawnmower, 424-1858 is the number to call for that. The number to call in the show, 424-2600. And looks like, excuse me, we're going to be going, I think we're going to take a quick break here. And maybe we'll have a chance here to get into some other events happening in the first week of November that comes up. I can't believe it's almost November already, people. Wow, can you believe that? Can you believe that? Oh, my goodness. So we're going to take a quick step away for our last break of the show, and we'll come back with more information for you and some more phone calls. Maybe we'll even play a spooky Halloween song. So stay with us here on WFHR.
This is an advertisement for health insurance from Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. There are many ways to purchase health insurance. You can go online, attend a seminar, or even call an insurance company. But when you are ready for personal, individual, professional, one-on-one service, come see us at Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. We offer a variety of health insurance plans and companies to help you find the best plan to fit your needs. Come to your local agents, Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services, 3340 8th Street South, or call 715-424-4101.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. High of 41 this afternoon under overcast skies with a chance of snow. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, chance for snow 27. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
Welcome back, everyone.
I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand.
It is Halloween weekend. It is the 28th of October, 2023, 11:49 on the clock. You're listening to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. Thanks for joining me today. And we'll get into a few more bits and bobs here as we wrap up the show. But first, let's grab another phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes, this is an ad for men. I've got a lot of camel hunting clothes in very good to new condition. They fit somebody who takes an extra large, but my husband always bites a 2XL, so somewhere in that ballpark size-wise.
Okay.
Some of the jackets are quilted or heavier weight. Others are just like the dry wear, Mad Dog Silent Shadow dry wear set, which is pants and hood. Mm-hmm. I think they could be used for duck hunting also.
Okay.
Probably just best to call if you're interested in camo-type clothing and a very little left of blaze orange.
Okay.
But I do have some shells to go over the camo jackets should you, you know, gun deer hunt.
All right.
Yeah, my number is 423-4822.
423-4822.
Right.
All right. Thank you, and
thank
have
you.
A great weekend.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye now. I got some men's camo for sale. You just give them a call, give them a best offer, and find out what they got there. 423-4822 is the number to call there. Quick programming note, I do want to let everyone know that because of the Badger football game next Saturday, that is November 4th, there will be no Over the Back Fence. We are being preempted by the Badger game. So keep that in mind, everyone. No Over the Back Fence next week. All right, let's go ahead and grab another phone call right now. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Hey, good morning. I have a new doghouse for a medium-sized dog. It's never been used. But if anybody's in a doghouse, they can move into it if they wish.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, anybody interested in my new doghouse? Never been used.
Okay.
Anyway, number is 715-540-8078.
540-8078.
Correct.
All right. Thanks a lot, and have a great weekend.
Also, don't get spooked.
Yeah. Don't get scared, everyone. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Brand new doghouse for sale, if you're interested. 540-8078. Give him a hand with that. Let's see here. There's a couple things I do want to highlight. The one thing I do really want to talk about, because it's a very cool show that is coming up from our friends at the Performing Arts Center. And the Arts Council in Wisconsin Rapids here. The Gatlin brothers are coming back, everyone. They're bringing back Larry, Steve, and Rudy on Thursday, November 2nd. That's already this Thursday. I can't believe we are already there. It's at 7:30 at the PAC. These Grammy Award winners have dazzled audiences for more than 67 years. My gosh. They have accrued a lifetime of noteworthy achievements in their storybook career. And that includes 7 number one singles, 32 top 40 records, 24 studio albums, 5 BMI Millionaire Awards. And as a solo writer, Larry ranks 4th on Billboard's top 40 self-penned hits. That is an amazing thing. They still perform approximately 50 shows every year, as well as many performances at the Grand Ole Opry. They are also in the planning stages of recording some new music. Can you? I mean, come on. They've been in the business for 67 years. My goodness. That's coming up on the PAC this coming Thursday. And man, it's going to be awesome. I can't wait for them to come into town. We got some. I do know that on the Sunrise Show, 7 to 8 Monday through Friday. Don't forget to listen. This coming week, we have got a couple pair of tickets to the Gatlin Brothers that we will be giving away. I don't know what day or anything, so you're going to have to listen. Listen carefully, everyone. But that's coming up very, very soon. To purchase your tickets, if you don't want to wait, go to savorthearts.com. Tickets for adults are $45. Only $10 for students. And, of course, there's no hidden fees on this. They just want to remind everyone of that. Of course, sales tax is added to that as well. If you want some help, give them a call, 424-2787 for personal assistance, or you can stop by their offices at 1040 8th Street South, Suite 101 in Rapids. Their normal business hours are Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. All right. Keep that in mind, everyone. Wow. Lots going on. My goodness. And I got to go through my paperwork here because I got to figure out if there's anything else I want to talk about. as we get ready to wrap up the show here. Not really. I mean, we got a few things here and there, but let's find out. Let's look at the calendar here and see if we can find maybe one or two things to talk about as we wrap up the show. Or you could call up and keep me from rambling, 424-2600, if you want to. That's always an option as well. That's always an option as well, everyone. Of course, coming up on the same day as the Gatlin brothers will be at the PAC, don't forget that that is also the first Thursday of the month, and that means that there will be live music. Our good, good friend Pete Revelle and Four on the Floor will be performing at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center from 2 to 4. They will bring back memories from yesteryear with their talented jazz sound and fun interpretations of the great jazz standards from days gone by. Sing along if you want, and also enjoy listening to Pete's funny and fascinating stories from over 50 years in the music industry. If you had that, got to hear that interview James and I did with Pete on Director's Cut, you will know exactly what that is. It is a delight listening to Pete talk about his career in the music business. It is absolutely fascinating. All right, we got another caller. Let's go ahead and grab that now. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Okay, I just caught the tail end of the talk about the Gershwin music. Where is that, please?
Oh, that is in Stevens Point. It's at the Century Theater.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yep. Yeah,
thank you very much.
No problem. No problem. Please. Yeah, it's a good show, everyone. So, once again, I'll let you know they're going to be on stage tonight, 7:30. Tomorrow, there's going to be a matinee at 2. And that's at the Century Theater. Go get your tickets right now. Go online to CWACT.org, CWACT.org, and you can buy your tickets online right now for whichever show you want to go to, either tonight, tomorrow, or next Friday and Saturday. So that is, once again, Stevens Point. That is at the Century Theater. All right. Let's see here. A couple other things. I want to mention some programming notes, I suppose, as we go along here. I hope everyone, first of all, has a great weekend for Halloween activities, if that's what you're going to be doing. And one more time, big shout out to our sponsor on this show, Jeff Clark & Associates. Now at two locations, we've got 3340 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. We've got 1265 Main Street, Suite 103 in Stevens Point. Same number to get to either one of those, 424-4101, 424-4101. They are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 at both locations. Free, no cost consultation. Find out what your insurance needs are, and they will give you a hand with that. All right, we're going to take probably our final caller right now. Good morning. You're on the show. Oh, wow. I got getting a lot of feedback there. Sorry about that. If you could call back, turn off your radio and please call back. That would be great. 424-2600. Sorry, I could not hear because of the echo on there. I apologize for that. So anyone else, 424-2600 is the number to call. One more note about Jeff Clark & Associates, our great sponsor of this show. It is their website, jca-insurance.com. You can also get a lot of great information there about Medicare, health insurance, life insurance, other kinds of personal insurance. They will find out what you need, and they will help you. Jeff Clark & Associates in Wisconsin Rapids and in Stevens Point. Once again, thank you so much for sponsoring this show. All right, everyone. That's just going to about wrap it up. I do want to say once again, coming up after this show, we've got Charlie Barron's Cripes Cast from noon to 1. 1 to 2, we've got Gilbert Brown and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, two very fun shows that we like to play on the weekends. At 4:30 today, we have got Badgers football, the big game against Ohio State. They're at home. It's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a challenge. That starts at 4:30 today. Looking ahead to tomorrow, don't miss the Sunshine Polka Show. Tim did his annual Halloween show. So check that one out. It's at 1 o'clock, 1 p.m. tomorrow. Great way to start off your Sunday afternoon. And then from 6 to 8, we've got Seth Faces the Music, my annual Halloween show. Check that one out. It's always a fun time for that. Get you in the Halloween spirit, so to speak. And after that, 8 to 9, we've got Director's Cut. Brand new interview, Kyler Cuzio, talented singer, songwriter, going places. We were lucky to get her. She called in. We got some great music of hers in there as well. And you will hear indeed how good this young lady is. One more time, I want to thank all the callers today. Thank you very much for calling up. I did appreciate each and every call. It makes the hour go by so much quicker. Keep it up, everyone. Every time we have Over the Back Fence, 424-2600, keep that number in your back pocket. One more time, we will not be on the air next week with Over the Back Fence. We do have the Badger game preempting us. So from 11 to 12, no Over the Back Fence next week. We'll be back on November 11th, everyone. Have a great weekend. Have a lot of fun with Halloween. Please, please be safe on Tuesday. Look out for kids. Make sure you keep an eye on everything. And that's going to wrap it up for me today on Over the Back Fence here on
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover.